I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship.
Hi, Andy. One of these days, you're going to come to me and catch me singing or humming away to myself. The music is just so good. I love it. But it's Deb here, and it's great to be here again. We've got an interesting one this week from Sue. Sue, you don't say where you are, but you have written in and said, my partner works away from home a lot. I don't know if they're doing it because they need to, or if they're trying to avoid being at home. It's making me feel insecure and causing friction in our relationship. Goodness, you know, I can relate to that. Absolutely relate to that. My partner works away from home a lot. And it's a massive, massive shift when they start working away from home. Now, Sue, you don't say how long your partner's worked away from home. You don't say what job they do. So I'm going to have to make a lot of assumptions here. But first of all, there are lots of jobs out there that require people to work away from home, whether your partner is in the services, whether they are a long distance lorry driver, perhaps they work on an oil rig, or they have a contract and they're a contractor somewhere in a different part of the country. You don't say. Equally, lots of corporate companies require their employees to work away from home for a while. So I'm going to work on the assumption that they just have a job that takes them away for one or two nights of the week. If I'm wrong, Sue, please email back in and we can address this at a later date. But let's recognize that sometimes we don't have a choice. Sometimes the jobs we are in require us to do something that isn't great, that we don't really want to do, but the rest of the job is okay and we're quite happy with the job and we like the benefits and we like the perks and we like the salary because it enables us to maintain the lifestyle that we have. So, you know, your partner may not like working away from home, and you haven't said that either. You just said to me that you don't know if they're doing it because they have to, they need to, or if they're trying to avoid being away from home. But what we don't know is that maybe they don't like being away from home, but are doing it because they feel they have no other choice. And that could be pressure from the boss. It could be financial pressures. I don't know, you know, what your mortgage is like or if you have any debt or anything like that. Perhaps they're doing it because they feel that's where they get the better salary. But it may be they're doing it just because they enjoy it. Maybe they just need that bit of downtime away from you, away from the family, where they can totally immerse themselves in their work without having to worry about being home in time for dinner, without worrying about, you know, making sure that you sit down and watch your favourite soap or whatever it might be you do in the evenings. There could be lots of reasons why they are working away from home. And I would say on the face of it, you don't need to worry about it. Certainly if they are coming back home to you every week. Certainly if there is no pattern to their work. And I'm going to go into this in a moment because since COVID, since lockdown, there have been lots more opportunities for work available to people because so many businesses have now adopted a hybrid working style whereby they employ somebody who is based in a different part of the country. They work from home, do all of their work via Teams or Zoom or whatever the company intranet might be, and then have to go into the office perhaps once or twice per week, wherever that office may be. Now, it could be Aberdeen, it could be London, it could be Timbuktu. It could be pretty much anywhere. And there could be requirements for them to be in the office, say, every Wednesday or every Friday or something like that. So again, you don't tell me what they do. You don't tell me if there are specific working requirements for them to be there. But it could be that the demands are made in their contract of employment that they are away from home for these specific days or times. Now, we're going to take a break for some music here. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about some other reasons why they may be working away from home and what you can do to make that a bit easier for yourself. So, Andy, it's back to you for some fantastic music. No, I made sure I didn't sing along that time. I just enjoyed the music. So we were talking about Sue, who wrote in to say her partner works away from home a lot. I don't know if they're doing it because they need to or if they're trying to avoid being at home. It's making me feel insecure and causing friction in our relationship. And we talked about lots of jobs requiring people to work away from home and how the working world has changed since COVID and people now can work hybridly, is that even a word? But how people can work in one part of the world or one part of the country whilst being at home but having to go into the office. There are a couple of other reasons why your partner may work away from home. And Sue, I hope to address these here now. And I've got a couple of questions for you. And it is their work taking them away from lots of planned family events? Or lots of family time? Does it seem that they are always working away whenever there is a family event on? And if that is the case, it could be that they are actively using work as an excuse not to attend family events. And if so, we need to look at why. What has gone on in the family for them to want to avoid spending time with them? Now, this could be the wider family, and I'm certainly thinking, you know, as we're approaching Christmas, and I'm sorry to use the C word at this time of year, it is only November, but as we are approaching Christmas, perhaps you're finding they're making excuses and telling you they have to work on key family dates. And I'm going to be addressing Christmas specifically in some upcoming weeks. So if you do have any questions about sort of Christmas and family and relationships around Christmas, drop an email to andy@theloveshow.co.uk and we will address them, because it is one of the most stressful times of the year for families, for relationships. It is a flashpoint, and every January I am inundated with calls from people wanting me to help them. So if Christmas is always a flashpoint for you and your family, drop me a question, drop me an email, andy@theloveshow.co.uk, and I will address and answer some of those in the weeks in the run-up to Christmas. But back to Sue. If work is taking your partner away from planned family events, planned family time, then we need to find out why. Cast your mind back. Has something happened recently in the family, or has something happened around the time they started working? You know, did something happen beforehand and they decide, right, I'm going to find a job that takes me away from home so I can avoid these situations? Has there been an argument so they are avoiding situations where a specific person is there? Is it a particular type of event? Have they perhaps got a problem with alcohol and they know that certain family events always involve a lot of alcohol? And they are trying to avoid those situations. Have a look into all of those and be honest with yourself. It is really difficult to be completely honest with ourselves when we don't see an issue with a situation or with a person. But sometimes we have to take ourselves out, put ourselves in a different location, and look at what is going on from the other person's perspective. I do a lot of this type of work with couples where, you know, if necessary, put on their pair of shoes. How often do we say, you don't know what it's like, you haven't walked in my shoes, you don't know what it's like? Physically put on a pair of your partner's shoes or socks or their jumper or their coat or whatever it might be to help you try and see things from their perspective. It may give you an indication, Sue, as to why they are always away from home at certain times. And if that is the case, you can then have a conversation with them around it. Now, I know it is difficult having open conversations about things, particularly when you don't see that there's a problem. But we have to address that. Bear in mind, a partnership is, you know, it is a two-way street. It's not all about one person all of the time. It is about each of us looking after our partner and doing whatever we need to do to make sure our partner is looked after, to keep them happy. Ladies, it is not up to our men to keep us happy. Men, it is not up to your woman to keep you happy. And if you are in a same-sex relationship, it is not up to your partner to make you or keep you happy. You know, for sake of sounding like a Facebook meme, happiness is an internal job. It's an inside job. We are responsible for our own happiness. And very often, we delegate that responsibility to our partners. And it is not fair on our partners when they are trying to work on themselves. We are trying to work on ourselves. We are trying to do the best for those around us, for those we love. And Sue, I have another question. Where does your insecurity come from? And again, I'm asking you to be really reflective and really honest about this. Does it stem perhaps from a previous relationship, which was so controlling, you weren't allowed to have time to yourself? So now that your partner is away and you have time to yourself, you actually don't know what to do with that time. You don't know how to be alone in a relationship. And when I say alone, I mean on your own, not feeling lonely. If you are feeling lonely, that is a very different thing. And again, write in and we can address that at a different time. So look at your past, Sue, if you can, and if it's not too painful for you, and I'm sorry, you know, this might be painful. Normally I would do this holding your hand, but you are not here in front of me. I can't ask you the direct questions that I would normally ask, and we can't delve deeper into things because I don't have your specific answers. But it could be there is something in your past relationship history that is making this an uncomfortable situation for you. It could be that your partner has perhaps had an affair in the past and you've got over that, in which case, fantastic, congratulations to you both. But this is bringing up some of the same feelings and some of the same memories. Because if we don't address the issues that have arisen in our past relationships that have caused us stress, that have caused us anxiety, that have caused us to feel insecure, then when similar behavior arises in a new relationship, or a future relationship, it is going to make the same feelings, the same thoughts, the same insecurities pop up again. So we need to address those. As ever, if you want to get in touch, deb@deb-morgan.com. You can have a look at my website, deb-morgan.com. There's lots of free resources on there for you. Or drop another email into andy@theloveshow.co.uk. Andy and I both really, really enjoy reading your messages. We really appreciate the time and the effort you take to, you know, write into a stranger and share your concerns, your worries with us. And I'm absolutely humbled that you write in and ask me for your help. Trust me, I know how difficult it is to ask for help. So thank you so much. Now, Sue, I hope that has been helpful for you. I hope it has helped other people out there, other listeners out there who are going through something similar. Don't forget, write in andy@theloveshow.co.uk. And I look forward to answering more questions in the weeks to come. Speak to you soon.
Join me in the next solo session where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.